So with that, any joys, concerns, and praises you might have this morning? Oh, you're all excited. Sandra.
Thankful that Tina's back.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
Travels on the way back. Okay.
Sandra.
Prayers for work. I submitted the paperwork that I was supposed to submit within 10 days, and now it's in God's hands.
Amen.
So, hopefully, whatever the outcome may be, it will be done.
Amen. We will come into a prayer of agreement with you and for you as you pray for the outcome that you want it to be. So we come into a prayer of agreement with you and for you in Yeshua's name. Amen. Anybody else? Judy.
My sister-in-law has lung cancer, is just there. We're expecting any time for her to take her home. And my brother is better than he was last week. And I have my best friend's daughter. She's in her 30s. She has double breast cancer. And she's going to have to go for a lot of chemo. She's young. She's in her 30s. Anyway, her name's Jennifer.
Linda.
All mercies for me. I'll be headed to my brother's in Fort
Walton. Oh, good. We might see you over there. We're going to Destin.
Are you?
After we go to Panama City. We got to go to Destin because there's some kind of mall over there or something that she's got to go see. How is your brother?
He's hanging in.
Hanging, yeah. That's good. And your nephew?
His glucose is just up and down.
Up and down, yeah. Yeah, I don't know what that is. Mine is too, and I don't know why. So it's crazy. I've been trying to understand this diabetes thing. I've been reading and searching and asking questions, and it don't seem to matter what I do. The medicines they gave me, they don't change anything. So I'm just going to go along and roll with the punches, and that's it. That's all I can do. Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
I have a friend that I've known since high school, and she is diabetic, and she was told Friday that they can't control it with medicine. She's very upset about it.
Yeah.
So I just want to pray to comfort her. And she's very active, and she does all the things she should do that's just something that she can't control. And I had an opportunity to mentor a young girl. I think she's probably 15. So I just want to ask the church to pray for me that I can give her wisdom and say things that would be encouraging to her. She's a good girl. I know she's a Christian but girls growing up in today's world are faced with a lot of things that are not good.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just grateful that she trusted to reach out to me under the premise of something that I think is something else. So I just want to be prepared that I can love on her.
Amen. And the Holy Spirit will give you the wisdom. You don't have to worry about what you want to talk about because the Bible says the Holy Spirit will give you the wisdom. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, please remember I'm retired dead, Dr. John Sanders. We just found out he has cancer.
Ooh.
He had his internal organs in sliced fish. So it's really sad. It's very special.
Thank you. Lord, hear our prayers this morning. Sandra.
My mother-in-law had breast surgery about a month and a half ago, and they found out that they didn't get everything, so they went back in and did surgery again, and it looked positive, but she's a 89 years old, and she is recuperating, so her recovery is slow. She lives in Panama City.
You know what I realized and found out about old people? They tough. They are tough. Yeah. So, how about your nephew? I talked to Travis a little bit. I know he's trying to.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Okay.
And the little boy is
Yeah.
We got to see that firsthand yesterday. We looked at a soccer game and watched a 6-year-old play soccer and a bunch of them play soccer. And watching them separate and Ron getting his truck without late, you can tell.
Yeah. Phil, did I?
Yeah. One of the things we went south for vacation, we also were visiting my brother, lives in Stewart. We see each other once every couple of years. And I knew his wife had been sick for a long time. There's a new item in the prayer concerns, Ellen and Don Brown. And Ellen has been struggling with dementia, with Parkinson's disease. She had a couple of hip replacement surgeries, and the last one, there was a sore developed, which was continuing. It eventually and has recently gone into the bone or into her spine. And she also had a case of COVID, which has lingered for more than a year. And it's what? Well, she had for a long time. But she's had to go to the hospital several times, including just before we went down there. And she's on the edge of being put in hospice.
There. She's in hospice now. She's had a problem swallowing.
My brother is concerned with him as well.
Sure.
His faith is strong. He's one of the leaders in Hosanna and Dad, another church down there. He's got strong support with both his church family and his part of the recovery group. He's helped to lead that. And he's got good support down there. But it's kind of built up down there. I just haven't kept up with what was going on just here and here out of it. It's very tough.
And Jacksonville and Miami have joined together. It grows. There's just one coast now, so that makes it really tough with all the activity there too. So, and it's so good. I never met Phil's brother in person, but I had talked to him on the phone quite a bit when he was preparing to go to the Walk to Emmaus, because what we do as sponsors in the background is to get family members to write little notes of encouragement while they're off on the weekend. So we'll keep his brother and his wife in prayer. Thank you, Phil, for sharing that. But you hit on something real important, is having a good, not only good faith, but having a good connection with a faith, a church, or whatever. I'm hoping and praying that that's turning around now, that people seem to be more interested in faith. And I think when that happens, I think more people are going to finally realize that maybe they need to find a church home. So thank you for you being here in your church home, because you know how well we try to support one another. Yes, ma'am.
I have a phrase, since you mentioned hospice. My 41-year-old niece, she's the first of the grandchildren born. She just got a promotion with hospice, and she is now the director. She went from a coordinator to a director, and she has her own region, and that just happened this week.
Well, I meant to tell you a couple of times, and then I missed you. When we went to John Rogers Memorial Service, this young lady came up and talked to me and said, "Hello, old pastor." And I looked, and I thought, "I know her." So after a while, I said to Judy, "Who was that?" It was Ashley.
Ashley?
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyhow, speaking of memorial services, Don, do you know what date that Keith's having Nan's memorial service?
It
would be
the
11th,
which is her birthday.
Okay, which is, what, Tuesday? That's Tuesday. Okay. And my understanding, he sent a message through Pat to let the church know that anybody wants to come over to celebrate that memorial. Is that right?
Yeah.
Please tell him that Judy and I will be out of town, but we'll certainly keep him in our prayers, because it's hard.
Well, he has a crew here now. Mine came in from Oklahoma, all over
the place. Yeah, He's a retired air traffic controller, and they traveled all over the place. So they got, it's amazing how, and of course they do RVing and so forth, and the RV community is always tight and strong. So, all right, well, join me in an attitude of prayer, followed by the Lord's Prayer.